Hi, gang.
Hello.
Good morning. Anyone has some toast or something to eat? How are you? Are you guys awake?
No.
A bit early for toast.
I know, it's so early. Sorry. This is so impromptu that when Creator, you know, kind of commanded we do this, we were like, oh, Rama was already booked the whole day. And I was like, Creator said we have to do this call, and this is the only time he had. So Rama's here.
Oh, good.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Rama.
Hi. Good morning.
Bonjour. It was quite a night. I've pretty much, this telecall started, what, about 12 hours ago because we started. We've been working all night long, actually. It was quite an active night. It started in the etheric plane. That's how these things go. We were quite busy for about, it was probably 12 hours. So we're awake. So, Ram, do you want to go? I'll go on the call. I don't even know if there's a quiet line. Okay, so now we're on what's called the facilitator mode, and so that, you know, it's quiet over on that end. And so first of all, just want to say welcome. As most of you know me as Michelle, there's a lot of people on the call today. In fact, we're just going to check the numbers here. A lot of people haven't called in yet, so it's kind of, we're lagging here a minute because I think people are going to be calling in right at the minute because it's so early. So Rami, you want to say anything before we start?
Okay. Well,
we can kind of like
do it.
Let's give it a couple minutes before we actually start, so maybe you can just talk small talk for a minute.
Okay. All right, great. Yeah, well, it's great to see you. I was so ready to go to bed last night, and then I had to stay up all night because there are so many shifts occurring on the planet, and things are going very well. The DNA work is reactivating the planet in a whole new way, and everything is coming together. Things are going fabulous.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to see how clear it is. I've never seen the sky as clear as it is today. It's completely blue, which never is, and completely, I mean, it's amazing. It's almost like looking interdimensionally when you look out the window. So we definitely feel that as a result of what's happening, the fleet or the light ships can actually get a lot closer to us now. In fact, they're telling me to tell you all that a window or a doorway of opportunity has opened, and what this energy work that's happening in the inner planes where we are all connected, what it's doing is allowing them to move closer to our orbit and basically move to our stratosphere, you know, move to our planet and be able to help us even more, because that's been their whole goal, is to try to break through the barriers. There's actually been barriers around the planet, and they have not been able to completely break through to get to us. If they could get through, they would have by now, and we'd already be sitting here with them. But, you know, we have been trying to open up doorways and portals in order for them to be able to have direct access to us. And so they're saying heaven has been kind of on hold because they've been trying to break through, but they're saying that now they're getting closer and closer, and they're, oh, that's so nice. They're saying, thank you, Rama and Michelle. That's very sweet, you guys. The light beings are saying thank you because of the volunteering we've done kind of morning, noon, and night. They're getting access because they get access through us. They have to get access through channels, and they have to get access through windows and light workers. They can't just break through without assistance or bodies. So anyone that volunteers as a light being, it helps them, and then we help each other because it's a mutual agreement. One thing they're also saying is that we help them and they help us. It's a mutual agreement. It's not a one-way street. In fact, everything we're doing is also helping the entire cosmos. And Rama will talk more about what has happened in creation as a result of what's happening here. And Rama, you might want to say that now, they're saying, about what you said earlier about creation.
Okay. Well, before I begin on that note, one of the things that I've always known intuitively and I've always been saying to my angels and to the fleet is when the pineal gland clears, which is the violet layer, the DNA system, when the DNA system clears, then the ships can land. And the reason is people need to be ready to see themselves again. It's been so long since they've seen light and great power and truth and beauty, that if the fleet came before the people were ready, they get scared away, because they're not scared of the ships, they're not scared of the people from other worlds, they're scared of themselves and the bright power present in these beings. So as we clear the pineal layer of the planet, then the ships can land. And there's a whole creation shift going on to a new model of creation, a creation of ever new joy, a creation where things can only get better and better. And that process is completing now. Planet Earth is one of the last places to turn over to the new system. Planet Earth was designed as an evolution chamber where the gods and goddesses, everyone on this call, where the gods and goddesses would come and help to work out evolution of the delusions of creation so we could come to a new level of reality. And we're reaching that point now, and all of you on the call are the forerunners of this great movement to bring about a cosmic shift, and you helped me do it, you helped everyone do it who's been working on this project. And what we're doing today is to continue the process of the activation in the pineal region, because, as I said before, when the pineal clears, the ships can land, and that's when our new life begins, because that's when people are ready to face themselves again and see their own beauty. And that's the point we're reaching right now.
Yes, it's quite incredible and quite wonderful. So as Ram is talking, there's a bunch of beings that are gathering around us right now, a lot of ships and Michael and Katumi and Hilarion and Kuan Yin and Krishna and Radha, and there's a whole fleet of light. And they just want to give a message to all of you. They first of all want to say thank you for your pure hearts. It is because of you that they can break through, that it is through our willingness. We have to not only allow, but be willing to be helped. You know, sometimes how we may want help, but we may not be willing, but, you know, this the whole thing, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, that your willingness, you know, to be open to Creator and be open to Creator's love for you, because it really is about returning back to that love. And that's Creator's wish, is that we are just back in her arms again. And so being open to love and really wanting it again, wanting to be safe again, wanting to feel joy again, that desire will actually start to open for you more and more that you work with this light. I know I can tell you directly in my experience that the closer you get and the more you work in these higher vibrations and frequencies, the more you're going to want good in your life, the more you're going to want to be happy, and the more you will be excited about what is ever new. As Rama said, ever new joy. I can tell you from direct experience that that's exactly how it manifests. It's that ever new, every day is a new experience. I never know what's going to happen. And I'm open because what I find in working with the highlight technology and in, with the new DNA is that I'm expanding and growing every moment. Every day I'm having a new awareness of myself, and I can't even believe how much growth can happen in a day. So if you're open, you know, and willing, as they're saying, start with that, because just being here is enough. Right now, you showing up, and they are just beating their hearts right now, and thank you. I get very emotional because I feel I work so much from my heart, and so I feel it in my heart, that just you showing up is enough. Being here is enough, because it starts with just saying, help. You know, you just have to say, help me. And then be willing to dial the phone and dial in, and then you'll go to the next level. But you will reach a point where you will get more free, where you won't feel like, you know, you're so alone. You will reach a point where you get more and more powerful. But it starts with dialing that number. They're saying, it sounds like a commercial, but that's what they're saying. And so then you start to grow, and then you start to expand, and then you're going to feel your power returning. And the more that you feel your power returning, you're going to get so excited and go, okay, I want to keep evolving. So absolutely, as Rama was saying about the pineal gland, I was amazed because I saw everybody lined up literally in the etheric to say next, next. And as we were working in these different regions of the body, which we're going to do today, and go directly into these higher facets, you will start to feel more power coming into your physical body, that it will no longer just be an abstract idea or always in that a nice email or always in that interesting thought, but you'll actually feel it in your own physical vitality and reality. And that's when the joy starts to happen, because you feel better. And it's all about feeling better and getting excited and be able to jump out of bed in the morning and, okay, what am I going to create next? And that's the goal in creation, is to get us back into that state where we're physical again, where we're mobile, where we can actually do things that we desire because we have the energy to do the things we want to do. So Rama, Krishna is saying that he wants you to start with the crown or however you want to start, but he says, get him rolling, he says.
Okay, very good. Well, all the work that I do with the body activations is through feeling. It's not through visualization. So I'm going to be leading you through different regions of your own body, particularly in the brain. It's going to be the pineal gland and the crown, because well, the brain is what connects you to the higher dimensional frequencies. Your brain is what lights up your body. Your brain and nervous system are the inner light of the body. And your physical flesh, the lower three chakras, the lower organs, they're the encasement. But the inner light comes from the brain and the nervous system, and that's what got shut down on planet Earth. It was the male force. The male force comes in the upper three chakras, which are the brain and nervous system, and the goddess force comes in the lower body, which is the pelvic sphere. And what planet Earth lost was the male energy, which was the inner light, and the male energy was replaced with a monster. And now we're in the midst of, literally, all of us here are working together to reconstruct the male component of the planet, which is the true light component, as opposed to the fake light of the Illuminati or the hierarchy of our current circumstance. That has nothing to do with true light. So the true light is your own body power from your brain and nervous system. And so that's what we'll be working with. But it's not through visualization. It's through feeling. And when I say feeling, I mean the same way you feel your hand. Or if you place your hand on your leg, the way you feel your leg. It's just touch. But you're feeling from the inside out. So I'd like to make you aware of an organ at the top of your head. It doesn't have a name in modern science, but it's definitely there. And it's right where the soft spot is on the baby's head. It's the center of the top of your head. And this organ is just beneath the skull, inside your head. And it's situated at the top of the upper cortex of your brain. This organ is where the crown chakra connects to the physical plane. So what I noticed is when people focus on the deeper energy centers, you activate the energy body. But we are very physical creatures, and as Sashina said or Michelle said, we have to get the power back into the physical body, and that means we have to focus on it. We cannot avoid it. We cannot go off into the ethers only. You have to activate your physical body. And so I want for you to feel and this organ at the top of your head. You're simply merging your awareness with this organ. In the beginning, it might help to put your hand on top of your head so you might feel it better. But this organ, ultimately, I want you to feel it and become it from the inside out. You're just becoming it. You're merging your awareness with it. You're not keeping yourself and the organ separate. There's no two. There's only one. Is just the organ. You're merging your complete awareness with this portion of your body. It's only when you merge with the body that your power begins to return to the physical plane, which is where we need it to be, because this entire mission is on the ground. This entire mission is about a physical shift. So we have to be in our physical bodies if we're going to facilitate that shift. So you're feeling this organ at the top of your head. Please partition your awareness. Only a tiny part of you is listening to my voice. I want the majority of your attention focused on your own body. We are here as a group, but we are a group of individuals, and I should not be the entire focus of your attention. I'm not the center of your being. You are the center of your being. Your body is the center of your being. So please deliver most of your awareness to your own body. Concentrate most on your own body. I just need a small portion of your attention. Very good. And so what you're doing is you're giving most of your attention toward feeling this organ at the very top of your head. And so as you focus there and feel, what you're doing is you're reactivating the body. And as you focus at this organ, the brain lights up and you're reforming your connection to the higher dimensions. It's very important that we start here, because then you'll understand everything else that Michelle and I are talking about much more quickly, and you also understand your own connection and understand your own angels much more clearly. This is where you can channel from. This is your connection point to your higher aspects. Whenever I go quiet, I'm letting you focus. Again, this is partly information session. This is also partly experience. You have to experience it for yourself. We could talk all day. But until you experience it for yourself, it won't be real for you. And when you experience it for yourself, you can tell us new things, things we've never heard before. No one has a monopoly on truth, but you can only get the truth from your own personal experience, through feeling, not through intellect. It has to be an experience. So when I go quiet, it's your chance to experience, focusing within your own body. I'm also facilitating all of you on the call. And for anyone who's newly arrived, we are focusing at the organ at the top of the head, and you're simply feeling it. You're merging your awareness with this organ at the top of your head, just feeling. You don't need to plan. You don't have to try to decide what to do. You're simply feeling at the top of the head this organ, which is the crown chakra organ, which is where you can access the higher dimensional energies and then pour them into the body. From the brain, it pours into the body through the nervous system. But the starting point is the top of the head. This point, the top of your head, this is the DNA encoding point. This is the point where the sun shines down on and then recodes your DNA. What people have forgotten is that DNA is a tubing. It's a tube. It's a structure that's hollow in the center. It's hollow because it carries inside of it the light from the crown. That's the way it's supposed to be. And the light from the crown gets into the DNA tubing from the from this organ at the top of your head. So when the sun shines down on your head, it's encoding your DNA through the crown. The crown is the inner light of the DNA system. The actual job of DNA itself is to refract the light from the crown. You can consider the light of the crown to be white light. And then like a prism takes white light and refracts it into many colors. It makes a nice pretty array of colors that are just as powerful as the white light, but it's different. It's splayed out more. It's more, you can see into the white light and what's inside of it. The DNA is a prism structure. So it's a prism tubing. It's a tubing structure that carries inside of it the white light from the crown, and the tubing itself is a prism structure. So it doesn't let the body see the white light. You actually only see a rainbow when you look into the DNA. The DNA emits light in the color spectrum. Russian scientists discovered this a while ago. The DNA system emits light in the color bandwidth and the color frequency range. The frequency of visible light, but the signal's so weak, most people can't see it. But if you really activate your pineal gland, your whole body glows. So we're focusing at this organ at the top of our heads because this is the DNA encoding point. We could activate our DNA system all day long, but it's just a tubing. It'd be like building all the pipes in your house and they're not running any water through. I mean, it's great tubing, right? It's great pipes, but nothing's happening. So we have to not only rebuild the DNA system, but we have to also rebuild the crown so that there's something to pour through the pipes, the DNA tubing. So this is the source point, the organ at the top of your head. This is where you can always go to feel brighter, more clear, more connected. Please feel now and just enjoy for a moment, focusing at the top of the head. We're all doing it together, so we're all facilitating each other because we're all focusing independent of one another. Therefore, we're creating a dynamo of energy amongst us. Let's grow that power consciously, knowing that you're part of a group, but you're an individual. Grow your own power. How do you facilitate the energy of the group? By focusing on yourself. The only way to help us is to help yourself. So please focus deeply at the top of your head through feeling, just awareness and beingness. You're becoming the organ at the top of the head, the DNA encoding point. Very good. Well, this is a great place to return to. This is the organ at the top of the head that we're focusing on, your physical head. This is a very physical place, and as you activate this very physical organ, your physical body changes. You'll notice in the mirror that your hair is brighter, your eyes are brighter. You're changing your physical body. you're reactivating its potential. The brain is a repository of infinite potential. The crown, the message of the crown, the message of this organ is that you can do anything. You have infinite power. All you got to do is know that, and then you can achieve anything. So once you know you have infinite power, apply it in your life however you feel to. That's what we're going to do now. The DNA systems gives you visions. Like, once you know you have infinite power and anything is possible, the DNA system is how you begin to implement those plans in the form of visions and then ultimately into matter, into physical movement. So the crown is also the center of guidance. So whenever you have questions or you're wondering what's going on, you can go to the crown to get your internal guidance going. So let's move on now to the pineal gland, which is the main focus, because that's the DNA center. The pineal gland is in the violet light. The organ at the top of your head is a blazing white light, diamond white light. But the pineal gland is a violet color. It's the violet, like the inside of a beet, or the violet flame people talk about. This is that region. And the pineal gland is on the same level horizontally as your eyebrows, and it's in the center of your head. So in the beginning, you can just recall the location of your eyebrows or touch them to get a sense of things. This is all about reconnection to your body, so touching your body is part of this process, if you want to. And you're focusing on the same level as your eyebrows, which you become aware of by touching them, but you're going into the center of your head, the very center, where there's a little crystal ball floating, and that's your pineal gland. So if you can immediately access your pineal gland, please simply feel it and merge with it. Again, you're not trying to figure out what to do with it. You let your spirit do the work. All your job is to feel. The more you feel, the more power you anchor into the body. Why? Because feeling comes from the crown. Your capacity to feel comes from your brain, from the crown chakra, from the very top of your head. And your nervous system is a conduit for feeling. Feeling itself, as a force, is magnetic. It's faster than the speed of light. It's the same thing as tachyon energy, which people talk about in quantum physics, which has a lower speed limit of light, but it has no upper speed limit at all. The magnetism goes faster than our perception of time, because it goes faster than light. So it's instantaneous for our intents and purposes. So when you feel the pineal gland, the exact mechanism you're employing is that you're sending power from the crown to the pineal to recode your pineal gland. Your crown has the responsibility, the upper cortex of your brain has the responsibility of remembering what you are like in perfection. It remembers you in your perfect state. Now, perfection is ever new. So your definition of perfection is constantly being updated from the rest of creation, because as creation learns more about perfection, you get that code through the sun, through the inner suns, through the atomic matrix of the planet that shine light into the world. You get this information. Through the whole world, you get this information encoded into your brain of what perfection is now like. And then your brain can tell the whole body about it. So you and I are here on this road, and we're still in the midst of re-empowering our bodies, restoring our bodies. So as you focus on feeling in the pineal gland, which I suggest you do even while you're listening to me talk, you can partition your awareness if you're new to the call. The goal is that you're doing two things at once. You're listening to me a little bit, but most of your attention is focused on the pineal gland. And as you focus here, you begin to light up your DNA system. And if ever you lose track of where you are, you're trying to figure out how to feel the space, become aware once more of your eyebrows. It's higher than the eyes. It's the eyebrows themselves. You go straight inside your head from that horizontal level, and that's where the gland is. You know, you've heard a lot of mythology about crystal balls, which different seers use to see the past and future. You know, sorcerers or gypsies would look into crystal balls and see the past or future, or see long distances. Well, the little crystal ball that they're really talking about is this gland inside your head. So as you focus on the pineal, you'll have more and more vision. You have more and more visions of the past and future, and what you can do with your life, what you can do next, how to maneuver through your life. The crown says anything is possible. The pineal gland helps you manifest that infinite potential into particular forms. So you know anything's possible, so you're like, okay, well, I want to be abundant. And so then you, once you know that that's possible and you summon the power to do it and not just think about it wistfully but actually do it, right, that's the power, the energy from the brain, then the pineal gland begins to create visions for you and you begin to see, well, if I want to become abundant, I think I should be working with the light children, or, you know, maybe I should send out information to the whole world through a magazine, or, you know, maybe I should start a business in health and healing industry. You know, you have all sorts of ideas that will then come to you in the form of vision. So the pineal gland helps you take the potential of your being and manifest it into form. And it does the same thing at the biological level, the level of your anatomy, because the brain carries the code for every body in creation. Your brain is actually containing the information to reconstruct every form of life all over creation right now, real time. How is this even possible? Because magnetism is what your brain runs on, and magnetism is this force of feeling that I'm asking you to use, and magnetism is how all of nature communicates and how all of life is connected. All beings are connected through the solar network, and your upper cortex, your brain, corresponds to the sun. So we're all connected through the crown, but it's not a horizontal connection. We are all one in the crown. We all have the same fundamental DNA code. If you're properly aligned with nature, this is true. In the same way that if you're a leaf on a tree, every leaf is connected to the same tree through the stem. And that stem is your hair and the upper cortex of your brain, and you're a leaf. And the cosmic tree of life is what you're connected to. So every leaf on this great vast tree of the cosmos is connected to the same tree. They're connected to each other through the stem. We're all connected as one being because we're really only one tree. We're not a bunch of individual leaves that are all isolated from each other. We're really one tree. We're one being. But we're now experiencing life as many different facets of ourselves. We are the one being. You are God. You are the goddess. You are the one being. And you're experiencing life in many different ways, and you're like, in your current experience, you're like a leaf on the tree. But the goal is to reconnect the stem, which is your crown chakra, to the tree and experience your unity with the whole tree and become the whole tree of life. You do that in the crown. But once you've got the code from the cosmic tree of life as to how to be in perfection, that comes from the brain, once you have that code, once you're connected to the tree of life, it's time to build something, right? It's time to do something with this vast amount of information that you have from the crown. Well, the pineal gland takes that vast amount of information and pulls out of it the pieces that will be most useful for your individual life. Because, yes, we're all one tree, but we're also aware of being absolute individuals. Every leaf on the tree is absolutely unique. There's no two leaves that are the same. In the same way, all of us are unique. Every atom is unique. We're all absolutely unique at the same time as we're one with everything. And the way you individuate, the way you obtain your uniqueness comes from the pineal gland. So, on a planet where the pineal gland is shut down, you see a planet full of people who don't know how to be individuals. They don't know how to think for themselves. They don't know how to do what they want. They have no idea who they are. So, which means they have no idea what their individual duties are. So they just go with the herd, they go with the flow, they do what they're told, and they all become the same, and they become a bunch of machines. Right? That's what was happening. Now, what you and I are doing, as a vast array of gods and goddesses in this call, is we're reactivating the pineal. As you focus here, you send the power out to the whole world. So please focus here in the pineal. And experience, feel, become the pineal gland. Same level as your eyebrows in the center of your head. The technique is simple. The benefits are endless. You're simply feeling deeper and deeper, becoming the pineal more and more. Your DNA, as I said, is a tube-like structure. Inside of the tubing is the white light from your crown, from your brain. And then the tubing itself is a prism. which shines different aspects of that white light into the body. The white light is the entire code of creation. We all share one DNA code, but we use it in different ways. And one of the fundamental problems that happened on planet Earth was that everyone was taught that their DNA system was a storage bank of information. And what this means is that in the old system, before every new joy creation, which is what we're bringing in now, in the old system, it was possible to think thoughts that were so diluted that you could change the way your body functioned. And that's what happened in the DNA system. People changed the way it functioned. Or your DNA was deliberately manipulated. In any event, the result is the same. People's DNA is not functioning properly. So we have to restore its natural functioning. And that's what I'm here to do with you today. The natural role of DNA is not a storage bank. It is a real-time transmission unit of whatever is coming through your crown into your body. It transmits the energy from your crown into your body. Your DNA corresponds to the rays of the sun. The sun itself is your brain, your crown. But the rays of the sun take the light from the sun and transmit it across space to planet Earth to light up every leaf and give it information. In the same way, your DNA system is like rays of the sun shooting through your body, transmitting light to every cell of your body, to the nuclei of every cell, nucleus of every cell, to tell that cell what to do, how to be a perfect cell. So the DNA is a transmission unit of a real-time information from the crown. And as the crown gets updated, your DNA system is supposed to get updated. But people's DNA system got blocked because it got filled up with garbage and gunk. Because everyone, you look at what people do in school, they read with their eyes and try to memorize. In other words, they're trying to fill their eyes with garbage. Your eyes are connected to your DNA system. So people are filling their minds with so much information that it's clogging their DNA system because they're trying to store it in their DNA system. Why? Because they have a diluted system. We have to fix that. We have to restore the body to its normal functioning. Then you instantaneously repair the system. People have been, you can meditate and focus for years on this area, but if you don't fix the code, nothing happens because the system is not fundamentally operating correctly. So the changeover is to releasing the sense of storage bank and saying instead, no, DNA is just a tubing. And I can give you that coding. And the coding is very simple. DNA is a tube, and you don't store anything. You just let it pass through and be on its way, and you don't store anything at all. And you only get code from your crown, no other source, not from other people, not from me, not from books, not from any source, but your own inner light from your brain. And it pours through the DNA system freely and goes on its happy way. You never store anything. And that's the DNA fix. That's the fundamental change away from the storage bank concept to the tubing concept where it's constantly free-flowing light. And if you like this coding, you can mentally say, yes, you want me to help yourself apply it, and then your DNA system will change over to the new system. But I don't do it to you. I simply offer it up to your highest self nature, and if you like the code and it works for you, it'll activate. So if you want it, you can mentally say yes. So please, throughout your day, or whenever you have time, focus here in the pineal gland, because here's where the victory is. As I said at the beginning of the call, when the pineal gland clears, the ships can land, because people will be ready to see themselves again. People will be ready to see their own great power and light and joyousness and beauty again. And the way you become receptive to that beauty in others is by first becoming receptive to it in yourself. As you reactivate the pineal gland, you become receptive to the light from the crown. The light from the crown is pouring in. The light is pouring into this world, and no one was getting it. Why weren't they getting it? It wasn't in the crown. It was the pineal gland that was blocked. The pineal gland, the DNA system was blocked. But first, you had to repair the crown. Now that the crown of the world has been repaired, which was recent, very recent, now that the crown is repaired, now we can restore the DNA system. We can unblock the DNA system and pour the light from the crown, the very top of your head, into the whole body via the DNA system, through the DNA system. So the crown is done. It's online. Now what you and I are doing is we're repairing the pineal gland level, the violet light level of the planet, the DNA system. And as we clear this region, things will very much take off on the slope because you'll begin to see God and Goddess again. You'll begin to see beauty, light, and joy everywhere. And as you see it, you help it to manifest physically. Because when the DNA light is transmitted through the body, it wakes up your cells, and your cells remember how to be happy. This whole world just needs to remember how to be happy, how to be joyful. They all want it, but they don't know how. They just need to remember how to be good, happy human beings again. So they're bombarded with negative imagery from the TV, and that's a negative DNA coding. But now, through this coding, they'll become immune to it that we're doing together. But we need to still institute positive imagery. So as you're filling your mind with positive images of love, light, joy, and harmony and a new life, you're magnetizing it to you by channeling it through your DNA system. It goes out into your cells, and your cells start to replicate it. How is it this law of attraction really works? How does it really work? Well, when you're envisioning positive, joyful things and joyful events and being massively successful financially and with friends and family, being wealthy in terms of emotional relationships and envisioning change on the planet, as you're envisioning positive things, your cells get coded with those visions from your DNA system, and they start to replicate them in your physical flesh. And then your physical flesh changes, and your body magnetizes those events into your life. So if we all envision world peace and first contact and prosperity and everything we're looking for, then it begins to happen in our bodies. And as more people's bodies undergo this shift, it happens in the whole world. So the fundamental first step is to focus on the pineal gland, same level as your eyebrows, in the center of your head, and begin to reactivate your DNA system now that the crown is reactivated. You could activate your DNA system all day long, but if there's, again, like if there's no water pouring through the pipes, it doesn't matter. Your DNA are pipes. The water comes from your crown. So the water is ready. The crown is active, and now it's time for us to focus on the pineal to get things really rolling on planet Earth. So for the remainder of the telecall, I'm going to turn it over back to Michelle and whatever she wants to say. But please continue to hold your awareness here, unless Michelle guides you otherwise, because as you stay in this region of your body, you're creating a physiological shift, a physical change. And if you start to crave more fatty foods, like, you know, if you crave milk suddenly, or nuts, or cheese, or fat foods, things that you know have a lot of fat in them, it's because you're rebuilding your DNA system. Your DNA system is based on the fatty foods, and so you'll need to eat more raw nuts. I prefer that you eat raw things, things that have not been cooked. This is much better for your body. When food is cooked, the DNA is destroyed. It's not a good idea. So raw foods, you can eat nuts, you can eat raw tahini or raw almond butter. These things will help your body. Avocado. These are fatty foods that will help to rebuild your DNA system. I only suggest that you eat them if you notice yourself craving more fatty foods. But if you do, you know why. It's because you're literally changing your body by focusing here. So now, Michelle, please lead them on.
Okay, the Divine Feminine has come in, Shekinah, the Holy Spirit in creation. And she's come in at this time to bring balance, to help to ease everyone and to embody the higher you. So she'd like to offer some encodements right now for the heart and soul, and just to allow yourselves to feel more. For it is truly the new Christed age is about feeling good, but also feeling our own soul and being able to experience it directly through feeling. So she would like to offer some encodements for love as Shekinah, and she would like to speak in the language of the Holy Spirit just to bring feeling, so you don't have to think for a little bit, she says. Dikoto shane he sama hale miya kata shane simo tapaka. Yakoto shane le miya motota he sinia he ma le ne sinitia mo ko titi sinitia te kato shanata. Ah, shama toto te hini ni ama hale, toto toka I ama hoshani, senia le moto, tatea ne ania mo, siya hamashe. She says, be innocent. Jonototo shenia humote eliamo koramasha. She says, let yourselves cry. Jototote hishinia leimo kotemishi. Hea kotama halimia tatetiti, allowing God to help you. Tototo shenititikari aliamo sahalimia tototo maalimi shimi. We have come into the gateway of love, dear ones, through the Christ consciousness. And our suggestion is to allow your bodies to begin to open as these activation points have been received, to allow yourselves to feel more love in your DNA, to feel more heart, more joy. And I, Shekinah, have come to bring greater awareness and the ability to feel again. For your feeling state, dearest ones, is your Christed state. And your Christed DNA is the ability to access the highest sources of God. And as you allow this to activate in your DNA, as you allow restoration to the principles of creation, you will begin to open your heart and your soul to the greatest gifts that you have ever imagined. So simply allow yourselves to feel into the heart of God. For it is one, dearest ones, it is one to allow ye selves to be one again with the Son. Oh, we see great things for you at this time, but you must allow it, you see, for it is in allowing this to shine that it shall be. You do not need to push it, you see, but if you simply allow God to help you light up again, in this allowing, you will begin to shine into this joy, Elohim, that you are. Dearest ones, we see with our light. We see with our crown. You see? For if ye allow ye crown to be returned back in this galactic age of God, ye shall shine like the top of the greatest building of all. Ye will shine as the God that ye are. So indeed, do allow this transmission in your being. For in this allowing, dearest ones, you are home. For we know that you have been waiting. We see this anticipation in your being. We see that you have been anxious. We see, indeed, that you have been ready for a very long time for this day. For we are in great preparation at this moment for the greatest victory your planet has ever seen in creation. For we can see the desires of ye soul. For as we have come in to assist ye this day, we say hello and welcome to the new kingdom. This is the Christed energy of joy, Elohim. As ye open ye hearts to the great millennia of experience of peace on earth, ye shall find yeselves standing in a grand new state of joy. For as ye allow God to move within ye, indeed you become all that ye are. For simply through feeling ye shall arise to the greatest victory that ye have seen in ages. For you are coming into an age of clarity. And you are coming into an age of truth. And as you are entering the age of truth, dearest one, you are coming into your highest source. Indeed. We see ye coming closer to ye glands of truth. For it is in ye glands that ye shall remember the greatest memory of joy. For it is stored, dear one, in your heart. And as ye allow this to awaken and shine this day in the soul, then ye shall find the greatest victory of love in the heart. And as you allow this energy to open, it will raise your glasses to life, for it is a celebration in the inner hue of God. For as you allow your energies to rise now, dear one, you will move beyond the state you have been in. Allow this energy to move you to a greater frequency of love. As you allow the frequency of love, your DNA will expand into creation. For as you allow this expansion into creation, you shall become one with the greatest victory of the galactic age. For ye are star beings, are ye not? Ye are heavenly beings, are ye not? Ye are Ashtar. Ye are Kuan Yin. Ye are Ketumi. For ye are one with all that is. See this now, dearest ones. See this now, that ye are one with all of the Christed ones. Indeed, as you awaken through the highest reaches of God, ye will see that ye are one. Indeed, 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 indeed. Allow ye heart to ascend this day. For in the ascension of the heart, dearest ones, dearest ones, dearest ones, you will remember the greatest joy of your being. For ye are heart gods, dear ones, ye are heart. As ye remember, ye heart, ye shall shine the greatest levels ye have ever known and feel good. Indeed, ye will feel good, for ye are open. It is simply be open. Be open to things beyond what you know. For in that opening, that window, that doorway that we speak of to you shall open. And as that doorway opens this day, indeed, as this gateway of joy opens on ye earth, we greet you with great love. And we ask you to resurrect at this time. Resurrect, dear ones, resurrect. Come home. Come home to your soul. Indeed, you know, dear ones, you know. Come home to your soul. It is very simple, dear ones, in creation. It is very simple. Allow ye heart to shine, and ye shall find the riches. Ye shall find the gods and goddesses. Ye shall find yourself. Indeed, ye shall find yourself. We see this. We feel this. We know this. It is I as Kuan Yin that am speaking to you directly. And I wish to give you my love. And I wish to give you my heart. I am with you always in this cosmic age of joy. For I, in many ways, have been the director of these galactic ships, I, as Kuan Yin. I, as Ashtar, am also here, and I wish to say thank you. Thank you for coming home, for you helped me. You see, you helped me. We are not alone in this venture. It is not a one-way street. I need you just as much as you need me, because we are a team. So we're asking you to join. To join with the cosmic team of love and be one in the sun, because we need each other to liberate humanity. We cannot do this in isolation, dearest ones. We cannot. We absolutely cannot. For the new age, the cosmic age, is about joining and coming together. This is freedom. This is the greatest freedom. And this is the truth. For in unity, we become one. For in unity, we are no longer isolated. And we find that we share in the joy of success. For I, as Ashtar, need you. I need you to come home, for I cannot complete what I have come here to do without your help. So it is, again, not a one-way street here. This light technology being presented to you is a gift. This is a gift. You see, we are here to help. And it is a gift in creation given to you through holy sanctimony and love, you see? So please honor sacred gift with heart. Please honor all that is given in your receivership. Please honor what is given to you as a gift. No one owns it. Indeed not. No one owns these gifts. They are not owned. They are not held. And they are not stored. They are given freely as a gift. So see them as a gift, please, dear friends. A gift for you this day to be used with consciousness. Please use this with awareness and consciousness, and please respect. Please respect all you come in contact with, for we need to see more neighborly energy, neighborhoods returning of respect and joy in community. Please respect the gift as you respect yourself. For when you respect yourself, you will respect the world, you see. It comes from within you, dearest ones. So as you respect self, you will respect the other. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the love within, and then you will see heart shining in the new creation. For ye are the victory, dear ones. Ye are the gods. Ye are the ones that Kuan Yin is calling home. You see? But we cannot do it without your help. We need your help by being open. Innocent. I am open. It is a simple prayer. I am open, Creator. I am open. Show me the way. You need not know the way, dearest ones, for it is in your innocence that you will open to the greater galactic neighborhood that you are a part of, for ye are only extensions of this great cosmology of love. Ye are contributors to the great galactic age of Christ. For as we enter this galactic age of Christ in the new world, ye are the extensions of the greatest gift that we have ever seen in our world. Please come home. Please open by saying, I am open. And in your openness, you will have success. You will have joy. And you will have what you want. You will have what you want when you say, I am open. It is only through the openness that we can find you. It is only through your willingness that we can help you. Indeed. We thank you for being with us this day and for opening your hearts to what seems to be the unreal, but it is actually what is real, dear ones. It seems so out there. It seems so cosmic. It seems so extraordinary, but it is what is real in your world. For what is real is joy. That is what is real. Anything other is not. For only that which is real is that which is good. That is God. You see? God only wants your good. God only wants your happiness. God only wants your joy. Anything that is not that is not your high self. So simply, dear ones, now open your hearts to creation and allow ye hearts to shine. And regain that innocence. For it is in the innocence, the little one, will find her way through the galactic neighborhood. The little one will find her way through love, for she is innocent. You see, she is innocent. Please reclaim this day, for that is paradise. It is innocent. You see, it is your heart, and there is a diamond in your heart that wants to shine so brightly. If you will allow this to activate this day through your pineal gland, through your heart, there is a meridian that will awaken that has been dormant in your heart for millions of years. And as this meridian is awakened in your heart, the threefold flame of God shall open. This threefold flame of God has been dormant in your species for millions of years, because ye did not want to feel. But as ye allow the heart meridian to open now, which has been dormant for millions of years, as ye allow this meridian to awaken now, ye shall return to the helm of God. For this meridian is in your heart and soul. The threefold flame of love, power, and wisdom must activate for the survival of your world. This threefold flame within you must come to light by allowing the blue, the gold, and the pink within you to activate. As you allow this meridian of love to activate in your heart, you will begin to feel again. Please, let yourselves feel. I as Shekinah am beckoning you to love. I as Shekinah need your help. I have come, I have returned as Shekinah, Divine Holy Spirit. And I am here to help you soar in the wind, to be the angels that you are. For in the wind and a prayer, I am Shekinah, the Divine Holy Spirit, that has come to soften the ages of war. I have come to soften the hate and the violence. And I have come to bring comfort in a world of despair. Please soften your beams, for in your softness you are aliveness. In your grace you are a troubadour angel, and in your heart you are majesty. I, as Shekinah, Divine Holy Spirit, have come to soften the world from her anxiety. Please feel every moment how you treat another. Please respect these ages. Please respect your heart. I thank you for being here this day. For without you, we cannot achieve our goal, which is freedom. Without you, we cannot arrive at God's level of joy. Thank you for participating in this victory and this dance. I, as Shekinah, have my eye on love, and I cannot wait to meet with you and to share with you the eternal flame of God. In conclusion, I would like to allow Rama and Michelle to speak to round this full circle. Thank you, Rama. for your heart and for your service and your love for all. Please share what you wish, Rama.
So I'll be doing a teleconference later today. If you want more information on the light activations, if you want to join that conference, there is a fee, but you can email me at Rama, R-A-M-A, at evernewjoy.net, evernewjoy.net. And I'll be doing teleconferences periodically, and so if you want on my list, you can email me or Michelle, or but preferably you can just email me directly, rama@evernewjoy.net. And I'd love to continue to work with you, because your power is so great. Everyone on this call, you'll have so much power. I can't even describe to you the amount of light that you're emanating into creation right now. You're so very powerful, so please contribute to this great work, this great movement that's building to bring all of this world and all of creation to a new level. And we're doing our workshop in January, Michelle and I, and you can join that workshop in Wisconsin.
Yes, as you can see, dear ones, and we're still speaking here as you see, but in the balance of the feminine with the masculine, there is great victory. For bringing forth the new paradigm is a balance of all energy. So you see that with the balance of the power through all energy, we can bring a balance to Earth in relationship and to help you get along again. For our aim is to bring harmony where you can just get along with each other again in relationship. So the new age in the coming times, we will need to know how to get along with each other again and to get together and to dance in the Shakti. So we will be together with Rama and Michelle, for we are the Troubadour Angels speaking. And we have commissioned Rama and Michelle on planet Earth to start the new creation as of now, but it will get stronger in the new year. For the next year is the year of dance and joy. So if your heart is called to dance and your heart is called to celebrate, we toast you. And we will be in Arizona on January 5th and 6th in Scottsdale, Arizona. We will be announcing a location, but we have been commissioned by Creator to herald in Scottsdale. So January 5th and 6th will be a weekend workshop, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5 each day. Location will be named in about 2 days, but you can sign up for Scottsdale or Wisconsin, which is January 11th to the 13th. And then we will be heading to Los Angeles and California. There will be many say celebrations and gatherings. These will be celebrations and gatherings of light and definitely events, we say. So thank you for participating today and for being with us. You are beauty and you are joy. And we look forward to meeting you directly and shaking your hand and giving you a hug. Rama, anything else?
Victory to you all. You're all doing it day by day. As she said, just by staying here, you're doing your mission, because the help will come, and the help is coming. So just stick around. The show's only just beginning, dear ones. The fun is only just beginning. And so please stick around and enjoy the ride, because it's only going to get better now as we grow our power. And the work we did today was massive. Through all of you, using your great power to add to the flow of the planet, I've been able to do massive shifting of people's DNA while Michelle was talking. So there's been great changes already. And everywhere you go now, please consciously shine your light through your DNA, and you recode humanity to remember their divinity. You recode them to remember their beauty. You recode people to remember their joy. So as you focus in the pineal throughout your day or whenever you want to, I'm not suggesting you shift your entire regime over to this one technique, but whenever you can contribute to the power here in the pineal, you're helping to recode humanity to remember who they are. You're not turning them into you. Your DNA system is engineered to help them remember who they are. So you're helping to wake everyone up. The more you focus on your own pineal gland, the more people will wake up and begin to see clearly again and pursue what they want for their life once more, because they remember who they are, so they can figure out what they want. So please do shine, 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 shine through the pineal gland, shine through your DNA, and you'll be uplifting the entire world by uplifting yourself.
Indeed. And like a cup that wants to be filled up, you may find yourself very thirsty and hungry for more, because the mana, which is the bread of life from heaven, is come into your planet. And as you desire, as you are very maybe thirsty or hungry, eating the mana of heaven, which is spirit, is to let yourself fill up. Do not sacrifice yourselves anymore, dear one. If you want it, fill up. Do not go, well, I really should be more responsible and pay my bills. You will get what you need by filling up with spirit and filling up with God, by filling up with light. The more you fill up with spirit and energy, the money will come to pay the bills. Seek ye first the spirit. You see? So if you are hungry, do not deny yourself. If you are thirsty, do not deny yourself. Do not sacrifice anymore or say, oh, I better just hunker down now and go to work. Because that is a mentality that has robbed the spirit of this planet. You do not have to hunker down to do anything. Spirit is unlimited. Spirit is vast. And as you fill up in your cup and you get your cup full, it will flow plenty. So please, no longer sacrifice yourself and deny yourself the desires of your heart. If you desire more light, then fill up. Keep filling up. Get full so that it overflows and then it pours out. And then you will have the energy to build the creation you desire in your life and not hunker down and be small. Do not play small in the new world. It is not allowed. You are big, big, big. Thank you for being with us this day. It's been such a joy and a pleasure. And we look forward to seeing you very soon. Aho, and so it is. Thank you.